So, David, you of all people have been talking about HIV and cure for HIV. How close are we?
I think that's very hard to say. I think I expect to be working on this for the rest of my career. So we're
And he's a young
talking.
man, and for those of you who are listening.
So we're talking about years away. I think we hope that there would be a breakthrough or an advance that would really accelerate the process. But I don't think we can live on that kind of hope. What makes me hopeful is to see the really steady and accelerating advance of the field from where just 5 or 7 years ago, really no one was working on this problem, this challenge. And now there are dozens of groups and hundreds of scientists and some drug companies around the world working on the problem. And I think everyone recognizes that it's an extremely high bar and very challenging, but I think that we can only sort of know by taking the path and taking the road to try to get there.
So the immediate response to those in the community who think that we are withholding cure is that wonderful scientists here and elsewhere haven't achieved a cure for HIV yet, although there's hope in the future and that we'll come to that, and we'll talk more about that. Is there also a perception, though, that there is information that's being withheld? What kind of information do you think would be beneficial to get out into the community more than what's out there already?
Well, I think the information that is important to communicate to people is that we're not purposefully withholding a cure from HIV from the community, but there is a process, a long process that people have to understand about clinical trials. The To Beat HIV project aims to use these crowdsourcing contests, this idea of engaging the community in these conversations about HIV cure research and about the process of clinical trials and how to protect participants and the community as a way to then dispel these myths about there being information withheld from the community members.
So since we've had a transition to the program that you're so involved with, it's two, like in the number 1, 2, and then Beat HIV. Tell us a little bit more about that program.
Well, the name of the project and even the format of doing crowdsourcing contests was all developed by community members through feedback that we got from people asking them what type of name and how should we reach people. So we decided to use 2Beat, basically a reference to hip hop and music, but also this double meaning of having a goal of and a target to beat HIV in the medical sense and also in the social sense.